Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome, everybody, to the Investing in Real Estate episode. This is a Q&A episode where we take your questions and we answer them here on the show. And there's a lot of interesting things happening right now in the broader real estate market with, of course, inflation numbers ticking up over the past month. So that is always good for real estate investors. And you'd think, well, maybe we would have seen like a big housing crash, right? No. And the reason we're not seeing any kind of big housing crash, we're seeing some moderation of some of those overpriced markets like in Boise, Idaho, and places like that. But no, we're seeing an absolute demand for real estate. And we just do not have enough units. You've seen builders who have pulled back on building. That's going to even make it even more of a demand for properties right now. And so once these interest rates kind of come back down again, and inflation drops back down again, you're going to see an absolute flooding of people into the marketplace. So again, that's why we're seeing some really interesting moments right now in housing. People wondering like, well, why hasn't housing crashed? Well, the reason housing hasn't crashed is because it's incredibly difficult to get a loan and there's incredible demand for properties right now. So really interesting going on, really interesting things happening right now in the real estate market. But today I wanted to answer your questions as we head into the dog days of summer here. I hope you're enjoying your August right now. It is smoking hot everywhere here on August 14th. And so we've got some really great questions from you. If you would like to ask us a real estate question, or a tax question, or just an investing question in general, come on over to our website. Just go to morrisinvest.com. Click on the microphone icon that's on the right-hand side of your screen, and you can leave us about a 30-second voicemail question is ideal. And we will attempt to answer it here live on the show. Today, we've got questions about self-direction using a non-recourse loan. We've also got questions about using Jay Connor's program for private money in conjunction with the new construction properties that we sell at Morris Invest. And we're going to start off with this question. So here's our first question from Jeff.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Jeff Hicks. I'm from Michigan. And my question is around assisted living properties. I was wondering what your take is on that and if you would recommend getting involved with an assisted living property. And with all the building requirements, the regulations, you know, being involved with nursing, what would be your take on that? And if you would think that's a good opportunity. Thank you for your help. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff, up in Michigan. Great question. So let's talk about assisted living facilities. And my first answer is yes. I mean, I'm not a financial advisor. My first answer is yes. Investing in real estate is fantastic. Investing in single families and duplexes, that's what I like to do. And I like to have long-term tenants. And that's what I do. Okay. That's my type of investing personally. Then there are, of course, all sorts of other strategies. Mobile home park investing, Airbnb investing, assisted living investing, raw land investing, commercial property investing, warehouse investing, storage unit investing. Find something that speaks to you, okay, that really speaks to you and stick with it. So if it is assisted living, if for some reason someone's put a bee in your bonnet that you want to get involved with in assisted living investing, then I would encourage you to really dive deep into the books and the literature around assisted living and make sure you understand the laws of the state that you're going to invest in. Very, very important. Every state is different. Every state has different regulations. Even counties have different regulations for assisted living. Now, is assisted living facility investing profitable? Yeah, it can be very profitable. It can be very lucrative because it's there's an unbelievable demand for assisted living in the United States, right? We have a massive aging population. And in fact, we have a birth gap problem in the United States where we're not having enough babies. So we actually have a population decline and this massive amount of elderly people right now that we're going to need assisted living facilities. And so we're not talking massive 100 unit, large, you know, brand new facilities like where my grandmother ended up going towards the end of her life. I'm talking about like units where you can actually convert them, maybe 6-unit places that are assisted living facilities. So I'm going to tell you this though, it is daunting. It is a lot of work. And in my humble opinion, it's not something that I would personally do. Okay. Maybe I'm just at a point in my life that I do not want all of the additional headaches and burden of doing it. Now, there are going to be people who've done it wildly successfully, right? They're able to maybe even triple their profits over what you might otherwise do with other investing. But you have to think about all sorts of additional layers and things and liability protection, okay, for this assisted living facility, right? You're going to have full-time staff. So someone who is there full-time on staff 24 hours a day, sort of thinking about a common room where you have a common kitchen and sort of an entertainment area. Does this staff member who is there always permanently also have a room that's going to be staying there and taking care of the staff? A licensed, whether it's a nurse practitioner, et cetera, I don't know. Based on your state, it's going to vary based on what the state requirements are. But here's some things to consider for assisted living. Maybe you don't run it, okay? So you could invest in a property that has, you know, 6 or 7 rooms in it, which could be used as an assisted living facility. It's got a great common room, you know, like a big family room with maybe like an open floor plan, a kitchen, sort of a ranch style property. Chances are you're not going to have stairs in this facility, and you convert it. And then you lease it out to somebody else who wants to operate an assisted living facility. So you're just the landlord, right? You don't have to get involved in the day-to-day hiring of nurses, making sure that you have full-time staff, making sure that you're in compliance with the state over assisted living facilities. There's all sorts of additional layers of protection for elder care, you know, because as you know, in society, elderly people get ripped off all the time through email scams and phishing scams and all of these things. So a lot of states have really strict laws protecting the elderly, which is amazing. I've heard absolute horror stories of people that have just, you know, take advantage of the elderly in situations. And so I'm glad that they have these extra layers of protection here, but you need to make sure that you're in compliance with all of those things. Okay. So that's an idea. You own the place and then you lease it out to an operator that has experience doing this, right? So you're just the landlord. Another thing is to actually do it yourself, manage it yourself and go through that whole process yourself, in which I would encourage you to really do the research on it, find what the laws are. And I would talk with other assisted living facility investors at your local RIA meetings. Go and talk to them. How are you doing it? You know, what are your experiences with this? And get their experiences. I will tell you, we have a close friend who listens to this show regularly. Hello. Who had just an absolute nightmare with an assisted living facility. I think a 6-person assisted living facility. And it was just really, really awful experience. And then of course, then COVID hit and there was all sorts of extra issues with that. And so she just had an absolute nightmare with that. That's anecdotal. That was her experience. And she says that she wished she hadn't done it. Those were her words. So, you know, some things to think about. And then also there's other options for you to invest. You could invest in real estate trusts, you know, REITs, if you want, that are invested in assisted living facilities. I'm not a fan of REITs at all. I want to actually own real estate. I don't want to own stock in real estate. But that there are obviously options like that on Wall Street. And there are also additional funds as well, real estate funds that are not REITs that invest in assisted living facilities. Anyway, just I hope I'm getting your mind thinking in different directions, but you do you. Go out there and seek, you know, information on it more deeply. Read the books on assisted living. There's a couple of good books on assisted living facility investing and see if it's a fit for you. But just really make sure you're in compliance with your state and local laws. Very, very important. And I would also talk with a lawyer locally in Michigan if that's something you're considering doing. But our team can help you, point you in the right direction. If you want to book a call with our team, we're happy to kind of maybe guide you in some of these different questions. If you just go to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call tab and we'll help you out. All right. Our next question here comes to us from
Hey, Lewis. Clayton. This is Lewis from Bakersfield. I watched your show with Jay Connor the other day and signed up with his program. You guys mentioned that you can use interchange both of these together using his program with your program. I'm just wondering how that would work. And if you wanted to get it go like on a major scale, how could you scale that up?
Thank you so much, Lewis. So what Lewis is asking about, Jay Connor, we had him as a guest recently on the podcast. I encourage all of you to go listen to that full hour long session that we did with Jay. He's a private money guy. So if you're interested in raising private money, getting private money for real estate deals, he teaches you how to do it. And we partnered up together because what we found is a lot of our investors, maybe they don't have money, right? They're starting out and they don't know where to get private money. They don't know where to get cash in order to start investing in real estate. So that's why we brought Jay on, because we decided, hey, we'll team up here and he can help our investors get started with real estate investing. So it's a perfect match, right? And so the way that this would work in conjunction, Lewis, is that you're going to be able to get private money and then you'd be able to work with our team at Morris Invest to buy brand new construction properties and you'd be able to finance the rest of it. So imagine each one of our properties costs about $50,000 in order to, you know, for the down payment amount, $50,000, $55,000 for a down payment, and then you're financing the rest of it. So imagine you got private money that are able to cover the down payment. Boom, now you've got your first rental property, your second one. And then you start to think about how can I pull the equity out of those initial properties and pay off these loans and keep it burning and churning, the snowball method. Some things to think about. Now, whether you work with us or not, it doesn't really matter, but that's how you do it. That's how you scale it. But before, this is very important about scaling. People are very concerned about scaling before they know their goal. It's important, Lewis, for you to sit down and map out your goal. So I encourage you first, before you do any of this, is to download our Freedom Cheat Sheet. It's totally free, and it will help you figure out your financial goal in order to achieve financial freedom. What is your goal? What is your why? So when you go to our website, if you go to morrisinvest.com/freedom, and you download that free cheat sheet, again, it's like 3 or 4 pages. There's also an additional bonus sheet in there as well as the purpose-driven goals worksheet, okay, when you book a call with us. So you figure out your number. Is it $5,000, $6,000 for you to live financially free every month? Like that's what it would take every month of cash flow for you to live financially free. Maybe it's $2,000, $3,000, whatever it is, right? You'll find out your number. We teach you how to do that. And then you want to know what your why is. What is your goal here? So is your goal in scaling to get to $15,000? So you'd be fine living at $6,000 a month, but you want to get to 15 because that's how you're building true legacy wealth. You're building upon that, and now you can take that and buy, you know, that hotel that you've always dreamed of buying, or take those trips, or start a business, you know, and now you've got that extra cash coming in that you're able to do that. So what is your goal? And then that's how you can decide how you scale it, because it may only take you 10 properties. So scaling to 10 properties is, you know, nothing. You can do that in your sleep. Scaling to 15 properties. Now, is it 1,000 properties? Okay, then how are you going to get there? Then that's where we start to map out the scaling process. But Jay's program, getting private money in conjunction with our new construction properties, it's a match made in heaven, frankly. It really is. So that's my suggestion there, Lewis. Thank you for that. All right, here's another question from Brian.
Hello, Clayton. My name is Brian Stanger, and I am a mid-sized investor in the Michigan market. Followed your program probably 5 or 6 years ago, which motivated me to leave my W-2 after buying a couple properties in the Michigan market. I'm now a full-time investor, and everything has been working well. I've learned a lot along the way. So one of the questions I have for you is I've heard you had a couple podcasts focused on self-directed IRA, but I don't believe you've addressed actually purchasing an investment property from your self-directed IRA using a non-recourse loan. I would like to leverage my funds. I only have $70,000 in my self-directed IRA, which isn't a lot to buy a home. And I'm wondering if I can better leverage that to buy a multi-unit by using leverage within my self-directed IRA. I've spoken to one firm that I just found out about that does non-recourse loans within self-directed IRAs, and I wanted to get your opinion on that. And have you done it? And have you had any success doing that? Thanks, and I look forward to hearing your reply.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, that's what our team does all day long, by the way, is self-directed accounts. So, Brian, I would definitely reach out to our team. Haley on our team is amazing. And we've got a whole lending team as well that can help you with this. So I would just book a call with our team. Just go to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call tab, and we'll walk you through it. I mean, totally free phone call. You know, we'll help you with this. It's very, very simple. But let me just say this. Yeah, non-recourse loan inside of a self-directed account is powerful. It's a type of leverage where the lender only lends against the asset, you know, purchased by the debt. So again, it's not tied to you personally. It's tied to the asset itself. Again, that's the difference between a non-recourse loan and a regular traditional loan. Non-recourse is just on the asset itself. And non-recourse leverage can basically expand your investment options. We work with a lot of investors that maybe already own 10 properties. They've hit that traditional lending limit. You can't buy more than 10 under your own name in a lending, you know, with a traditional banks. That's where a non-recourse lending then comes in on top of that. Because now you can buy it in an LLC and you go through that whole process, and it's very, very simple to do. So Brian, I would say this, first of all, I was just using an example like of our new construction properties at Morris Invest, and what our team at Sidera Wealth has built are, you know, amazing properties that we have a down payment of about $50,000-$55,000. And then you're getting a brand new construction property in the best rental markets in the country. And then we're financing the rest of them. So we'll connect you with different financial options, different lenders. So if you've got $55,000 or $70,000 in your self-directed account, that's enough to buy a great property, you know, a great property inside of your self-directed account. And then you get financing for the rest of it inside of your self-directed account. So you don't need to think about, well, I'm going to go off and try to do some like larger multifamily property. No. You're in a perfect situation, to be honest with you. Like if I had $60,000 or $50,000 or $70,000 sitting in my IRA, my self-directed IRA, this is exactly what I would be using it for, is investing in a property, using it to as the down payment inside of the self-directed, and then financing the rest of it. And then that, of course, that all of that profit grows tax-free inside of that self-directed account. But also I will admit, we have done whole video series here on the channel about the self-directed account and using non-recourse loans, Brian. We'll link it up in the description, but I would just encourage you to book a call with our team. It's totally free, and we'll just walk you through it and point you in the right direction, help you get set up. Because we partnered with banks that do non-recourse loans. And because we have a great track record with them, we're actually able to get much lower interest rates than you'll be able to get kind of going off and trying to find a non-recourse lender on your own. That's just the facts. Much, much lower interest rates working with our team, and we can help you connect in that way on it. So anyway, just an idea, but we'd love to talk with you, Brian. And we'd love to hear from all of you guys. If you want to leave us a voicemail question, we would love to try to tackle it here on the show and give you the answers that we know. All you need to do is go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com, and click on the microphone icon that's on the right-hand side of the screen down there and leave us a voicemail question, and we will attempt to answer it here on the show. Hope you guys are having an amazing summer. We are as well, and we can't wait to help you become more intelligent real estate investors. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, and we'll see you next time, everyone.
Has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.